Hello, everyone, and welcome to the SVGB podcast. My name is Kevin. I am the host of this thing. I'm here with Joey and Steven. What's up, guys?
What's up, Kevin? What's up, Kevin?
All right, so last week we talked Super Nintendo. Yeah.
Yes, we did.
And a little bit of Metal Gear. No more Metal Gear. I'm done.
No, can't do it. Some Metal Gear for sure today.
No.
Can never get tired of Metal Gear.
No. So now this week, I would like to talk about where gaming is headed and how terrible it's becoming. In my opinion, of course.
In your opinion.
In my opinion, of course.
Just your opinion.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I'm speaking for everyone.
Right.
Speak for everyone
right.
here.
Okay.
Sound like everybody else on Reddit.
Yes.
So many angry people.
Yeah,
online.
Well, I just think a lot of gamers are angry that are 25 years older. 25 years plus, basically.
I would say actually 28 and below. There's that age group of just people that you can never make them happy.
Yeah,
no matter
that's the internet.
These publishers do and other companies do.
Mm-hmm.
For instance, on Destiny, they just switched the names from, Deagle Bot.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
From Nolan, what's his name?
Nolan North, right?
Nolan North.
Peter Dinklage.
They're actually calling him...
Was the small man.
Nolan Droid now. Because Dinkaloid was like a... Dinklebot was like a nickname.
Got it.
Because of the whole Peter Dinklage. But now people are complaining about his voice, saying they don't like it. It sounds like a kid. And
it's a lose-lose, man.
They want Dinklebot back.
People are going to complain no matter what. No matter what. You get something that you wanted, you're going to complain.
I think people just miss it because the whole cheeseballness of the Dinklebot.
Mm-hmm.
But Nolan North is an voice actor.
Yeah.
So I think he does a good job. He sounds more like a Star Wars actor.
There was a few lines I heard that sounded weird. To me,
because
it was different.
From it was different. 1,000 times we heard it.
Is it better? I think so.
Yeah, I think
there are some lines that are better, but there was like a few lines that just didn't fit right.
But the cheesiness of you woke in the hive.
We'll
never be there again. You know,
like because it was that bad.
It was that bad. It was good.
Got it.
You know what I mean?
Got it.
Yeah, a lot of stuff that was awesome.
See, that's funny. That stuff's funny.
Yes. So,
but should that be in a game that's they spent so much money on. Should it be so bad that it's funny?
I don't know.
I don't think that's what they were aiming for.
Exactly.
To be funny?
Yeah. Exactly.
They want it to be taken more seriously.
Correct.
And not have a funny voice actor. Plus, I think something happened with him with his contract.
Well, I just think that people know he's small, and that's funny.
Of course, yes.
He's a little person, but he's a great actor.
But his little suit in Days of Futures Past is so cute. I couldn't stop looking at it. It was ridiculous.
Never take him seriously.
I couldn't. I could not take him seriously because of his baby suits, and that's just a fact. Anyway, okay, here we go.
That's probably what it was, then.
It was probably his baby suits.
Yeah.
Oh, stupid baby suits.
Threw people off.
Yeah, threw me off for sure. I was like, why can't Magneto take care of this guy? He's just a man in a baby suit. Anyway. So, recently, I destroyed my whole video game collection by selling it. I got frustrated due to Rare Replay for the Xbox One. Obviously, there's more things that contributed to my hatred towards where video games are going, but when I install a game and it takes up 46 gigs on a 500 gig hard drive, when I already have games installed on it, I don't want to have to go to the store and buy an external hard drive to play these games. I think that's absolutely ridiculous.
I think that was a shocking part of this generation. Like, they all came with just 500 gig hard drives, and that's what the last generation ended off with. So it was pretty dumb of them. I don't know why they didn't start up with the terabyte.
It started with PlayStation Vita. That's where it actually started, to where memory mattered.
Yeah.
Because when you bought the PlayStation Vita, it came with a 4 gig, which is not even enough to download a game off the PSN.
And they're shooting themselves in the foot because they can't sell you the product because you don't have the space to put it in.
Exactly.
So that's kind of a dumb.
And they're charging you $80.
Version. Yes.
For at the time, maybe I think the 16 gig might have been $80.
Yeah, and it's still $80.
Stupid.
Yeah,
the 32 gig is like 60 to 80. But I should not have to buy a $250 handheld and then a $60 memory stick to put inside of it.
No, that's especially ridiculous. If they're in the market of making money off of you in digital content. Because digital content costs them nothing. They don't have to reprint any cases, any boxes, or any shipping or anything.
Mm-hmm.
Just download, it's yours. So they should have been smarter and have some kind of bigger maybe internal hard drive or something on that console.
Because I never ran into any problems on 360 or PS3.
Well, the Vita was a disaster from the get-go.
Yeah.
I never had a Vita, so I don't enough.
There's a lot of good games, but you couldn't play them.
What did it come out with, the 4 gig?
I don't even know. Nintendo games are like megabytes still.
Yeah, Nintendo megabytes.
Those things are small, man.
Yeah.
All those games, they're really small. But I just hate, buying a game, putting it in, and having to delete these other games to play the game that I want to play.
Right.
And then later having to wait and reinstall all of these other games. I think that's absolutely ridiculous. I don't know, have you ever
had to do that yet? I haven't came to the point yet to do that. But I have downloaded some big games.
Yeah.
And I understand what you're saying, that you want to play the game now, but you have to wait to download all of the gigabytes.
Mm-hmm.
It's very frustrating.
It is. Yeah. And a lot of people don't have the luxury of fast internet. They really don't.
No, no. I'm one of them. I don't.
There you go.
Yeah.
Slow internet.
A fast internet took us, took you 40 minutes to download all of that?
Oh, remember when I got Titanfall?
Yeah.
Jesus, that took, I don't even know how long that took.
Yeah, and we had fast internet.
Well, now they have midnight releases for these games, and you can't even play them.
Yeah, because you have to wait the next day.
It's a digital release.
Exactly, and they only want you, the only way you can play them is if you buy them digitally and do the pre-download.
And apparently they didn't think it was a good idea selling a console bundled. It should already be pre-installed, right?
Yeah, but that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Why would they do that? I hate how you can have this awesome, let's say, 2D platformer. Something like Tembo the Badass Elephant. Let's just for an example. That game is $15, okay? Ori and the Blind Forest, $15. You get these games, and people, if it's more than $15, people are not going to play these games. Even though they're better than the $60 games that are coming out.
Yes.
Because all these AAA titles that are coming out have been absolute garbage. Mm-hmm. They make you wait 3 years for a piece of crap game that gets a 5.5, 6.0. And all these downloadable games are getting 8.0s and higher.
I don't believe ratings anymore either, though. A lot of stuff that's been rated really low, to me personally, I thought it was a really good game.
Mm-hmm.
Like what game, for example?
I would say the last game, since launch, I would say Rise. That didn't deserve a 6.
Mm-hmm.
I played it and beat it. I mean, it's a launch title. I took it for what it was.
Mm-hmm.
It's not going to be a Metal Gear by any means. But there's a few other games that I played that were like a lot better than what they were rated. I can't really think of all of them right now.
Well, yeah, you take ratings as just opinions. I mean,
yeah.
That's the only thing you can
do. Until Dawn was a 7.
Yeah. Well, they gave Beyond 2 Souls. Everyone gave that one weird reviews.
Yeah, horrible rating.
Yeah, I love that game.
Didn't Game Informer give Until Dawn a 9?
I want to say 8.
Was it an 8?
Yeah, no.
Pretty high. It was higher than IGN.
Was it IGN 7.5?
IGN was
7.5,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
GameSpot was 8, and then I think Game Informer might have been 8 or higher.
Yeah.
You get these games like with these ratings, okay?
But people won't play anything as a 9. Well,
people also don't read the ratings, okay? Yeah. So they'll scroll down, they'll see the rating, they'll see the pros, they'll see the cons, they'll decide if they want the game or not.
Yeah.
That to me is a problem because you have these great games that are Ori and the Blind Forest and Tembo. Nobody's going to play them. I don't know anybody else that has played those games. Personally, I don't.
Well, that they have bad advertising and marketing towards it, too.
Because they're digital.
Yeah, you can't really.
If you don't have the budget, like, all you see is Destiny. I haven't seen a Metal Gear Solid commercial because you don't need them. That's different.
Yeah.
You're right. I haven't seen any.
Well, yeah, you don't need them.
No,
that's different.
No.
But, like, Destiny, I just saw, like, during the game, football games, and I'm seeing tons of Destiny content. Tons.
Yeah.
And it's, I don't think that's right. I think,
Well, they have the money for
it. Yeah, they're paying for
it.
Yeah,
exactly.
And people that are playing with smartphones think that, okay, I have a 2D side-scrolling platformer. I should only pay $5 for this game, no matter how much content is in it.
Well, it's their fault for starting off at that price point in the beginning.
I agree, but that's the problem. That's where gaming is going. Yeah. Gaming is going into the smartphone market instead of the console market. Like, I just think no matter what game a company is building, for example, Square, they make Hitman, then they make Hitman Go. Then they make Tomb Raider Go. They make all these extra smartphone games so they know, you know, who's playing what.
And they make the most money on those smartphone things, unfortunately.
Exactly. Yeah. And the free-to-play games are the ones that make the most money, which are the most awful games I've ever played in my life. Granted, there are some great smartphone games, of course, that I enjoy, but I just think it's destroying the market. And even the handheld market is disappearing because of smartphones. It might not look like it because of what Nintendo does with their handhelds, but
it's just Nintendo that will always dominate the handheld market.
Yeah.
Like, every time Sony comes out with a handheld, it doesn't do good.
Yeah.
The PSP, in my opinion, was way better than the Vita. Mm. And the Vita, just done.
Well, both of those handhelds are extremely Japanese so that's a very specific group they're trying to cater to. Right. They released Golden Abyss, Uncharted Golden Abyss, which was, it is one of their best games on Vita, and that's it.
Yeah,
like they just kind of
and done.
Yeah, and I don't know, man. Like I miss going to the store, going to Toys R Us, and flipping up those papers, and seeing all these different games. Now you don't know which games are coming out because you have some games that are coming out digitally, some games that are digital only, some games that have special physical content, all of this stuff, mm-hmm. and it's just ridiculous because they're making you spend so much money.
It's like a homework assignment to figure out what's coming out, what
yes.
you want to get.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And then later on, after you buy, you found out there's a better version.
Of course, there's always yeah. a better version. There's, if you buy it on PlayStation, you get 3 extra maps. If you buy it on Xbox, you get extra.
Well, just like that Final Fantasy X remake mm-hmm. on PS4, it yeah. came in that big box. We had no idea.
Nobody
until
knew about
like
that.
After. Yeah. It's like okay.
Yeah, just I don't know.
I gotta bring this up real quick though. You guys were saying right now that you have to do your research, your homework, to see what games are coming out digitally.
Yeah.
If you compare this to back then, years ago, before the internet, we were doing the same thing. If you think about it. Mm-hmm. Where did we get our information about the games that were coming out?
From our kids.
Nintendo Power
exactly.
and other kids.
Exactly. That's how we did it. And it was more rough because if you didn't go to the store to get the magazines or whatever, you're left in the dark.
But you also had one console.
Well, you had Genesis or Super Nintendo.
Let's say the
I mean,
NES
it wasn't
days.
As adverse as, you know, variety. Yeah.
You had like 6 developers.
Yeah.
And then you had 3 consoles max.
Yeah. But, so, I mean, there were still games that you didn't know were coming out. That's what I'm saying.
Yes.
Compared to now is the internet.
That is an extremely fair statement.
Yes. The internet, you can look up at your home, you know, in mm-hmm. the crapper or whatever.
Yeah.
And you can see what games are coming out. So it's exactly. a little easier.
Yes, in the crapper.
Yes. You
know. My favorite.
But the thing is, they always say that this game's coming out, and it doesn't. It gets pushed.
Yes, that's a problem.
The so, internet has problem. Actually ruined gaming.
Oh, yeah.
Okay?
The
other
internet
day,
has ruined everything.
Dude, the other day they released the opening cinematics for Halo 5. Why? Why would you do that?
Oh, wow, that's dumb.
Why would you do that?
Wait, what happened? Halo?
Yep. They released the cinematics for Halo 5, the opening cinematics.
Wow, okay.
What's the point of putting in... People don't like putting in a game and watching the intro anymore. People don't like doing that.
Wow.
Yeah, they skip it.
It's awful to
they
me.
They got a rush to play.
That's awful.
Skip it.
And the more people yeah. that skip it, the more they stop making those.
Exactly. And then you get your Titanfalls. Mm-hmm. Then you get your Star mm-hmm. Wars Battlefronts
yeah.
that have no campaign.
Yeah.
And now you have these online-only games that when the console dies, the game dies. That's it. Because you can't play
yeah.
online. Once the servers are down,
yeah, exactly.
you're done. And that's ridiculous.
Yep.
They're saying, okay, you're going to play this game for this long. Once we shut down the servers,
that's it.
That's all.
That's it.
That's ridiculous
mm-hmm.
to me. I want to go play Zombies Ate My Neighbors right now. I can.
Yeah. yeah.
I want to go play Tecmo Super Bowl right now. I can. I don't need to wait for an update.
Mm-hmm.
I can just put it in, play with that roster. That's fine.
Yeah.
I think that's why retro gaming is starting to rise.
It is starting
to A lot
to
of people are starting to resort to that because it's much cheaper, and they figure spending $60 on a game that's worth $60 that later on I could possibly flip for $80 or $100 is a better value than paying $60 for a game that's going to be worth $10 later.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
It's just the way the economy is. It's trained us all to think differently as far as what we're doing with our money.
Mm-hmm. So, Joey, when's the last time you spent $60 on a game and actually felt like you got your money's worth? Okay, so you have no Metal Gear. That doesn't count.
Okay.
Why not?
Okay. Well, this is just hypothetical. Because
that's Metal Gear.
This is just hypothetical.
Yeah.
Keep going.
I understand.
Yeah.
Okay.
Everyone knows Metal Gear. That's fine.
Yeah.
So you have the hits. You have The Last of Us. You have Destiny. What are some other games
mm-hmm.
that have been released that you paid $60 for that you actually truly got $60 worth of content?
Last of Us?
Last of Us for the PS3.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that one was definitely worth it.
Okay.
That's it, man. Really?
I mean...
And that's a problem.
Yeah.
I know. That's why we're so happy to have Metal Gear right now.
That's a problem.
I mean, okay, Destiny at its time, it was exciting
mm-hmm.
when it first came out. And it was worth it. But as it went by, it just got very repetitive and it got very, boring.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's the same thing over and over and over.
Mm-hmm.
And, so I guess Last of Us was the last one that was actually well worth it,
mm-hmm.
the $60.
It's okay to have a game that actually ends, too. Like Destiny?
Yeah, sick of all this Witcher,
yeah,
Dragon
exactly.
Age. Yeah, they have their little stories, but those games don't end, and I think that's stupid. Like, what's the point of playing a game that doesn't end? There is no point to that.
Well, The Witcher and Dragon Age end, but MMOs like Elder Scrolls and Destiny don't.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what they want you. They get you, and they keep feeding you, and you're
keep
forever
going.
Customer.
Correct. That's ridiculous.
Mm-hmm. And then you have a new way of making money for consoles now.
Yeah, and
that's why they pump out an Assassin's Creed every week.
Call of Duty.
And they're broken and buggy every year.
Every single year, and people keep buying them.
Yeah, that's what the problem is. Same thing with these Call of Duty crap.
But why don't they just release, let's say, Call of Duty Advanced Warfare, whatever number they're on, and then and then a year later say, here's 12 new maps. Pay $20.
They will soon.
Well, because Call of Duty's starting to die off.
Yes, it is.
It is.
Yeah.
So I think they're going to have to start doing that. And Madden needs to start doing that, too. I don't want to pay $60 for a roster upgrade. If somebody gets traded, put in an update, and let me do the trade.
Yeah. Our Madden should be at least $40, not $60.
Yes. But people keep buying it, and that's the problem. People are not like us. They spend $60 three times a year. They get some huge AAA title, then they get their Call of Duty, and then they get their Madden. Mm-hmm. Or NBA.
Remember that old football game? For PS2, it was like 2K something.
And oh, yeah, 2K.
They the announced 2K is it good, for $14. Yeah. Or remember?
It was $19.99,
right?
And it was the best-selling game.
Dude, that blew everybody's mind when they're like, okay.
Yes.
We're selling this for $20.
Terrell Owens might have been on the
cover.
Yes,
Kelly? Eagles.
Yes, that was the last one.
Yep.
Yeah, and I mean, it really doesn't matter. Like, if Madden came out with their game, and then 2K comes back and says, hey, we're back, but for $30, 2K would outsell Madden.
Yes, but it's never going to happen because the EA's got
that license.
Of course
not, but it did happen already, and it's just proof that all a developer has to do is get the licensing back somehow, which is impossible. Make a game, charge $30, and it will be the best-selling game. Mm-hmm. Why do you think the Wii was the best-seller? Because it was cheap.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah.
That's it. It's all about how cheap something is.
How fun it is.
You know what I mean? And you go to the store, you pick up Madden. That's cool. You put it in. Okay, I have to sit down and update my Madden. Who knows how long that's going to take? Every time people turn on their PS4s now, they have to wait for an update.
Every Xbox, time you buy a new game, there's already a patch.
There's an update.
Yeah.
Why can't you just make a game and have it be ready? Why is that so hard? Because the internet makes you force a game out. They say it's coming out November 2015. It's not ready. Oh, well, we're going to put it out anyway.
And then have a patch for it.
And then have patches. Mm-hmm. Multiple patches.
Well, I hear also patches. From the industry that they are releasing these games, right? But they don't have the budget to work on all the bugs. But when they make the money and revenue from the sales, they pump that out and they patch it right away with the labor and get it done.
And that's ridiculous. Hmm. I obviously don't know what it takes to make a game. So I'm not talking trash on those guys. But
that's one of the stressful jobs in the industry.
Yeah.
People, I hate it.
Well, because they say you need to finish this game in a year, and it's not even halfway done.
No, because they don't give you the time to do it. They give you a strict budget to stick by.
Exactly. And then you get games like Final Fantasy 15, who started out as Final Fantasy 13 Versus for last gen. Now it was made for new gen with the new title Final Fantasy 15. How many years has that game been in development? 5 years, 6 years already?
Yep.
And it's not even, I think they just announced it's like 75% done, if that.
Yeah.
And there's no date on it or anything.
But why do we need to know this?
The Last Guardian?
That's good to know.
The infamous one?
But why do we need to know that they started making a game? Fallout 4 is the perfect example of how to release a game.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. You announce it at E3 and say, hey, in 2 months, it's going to be ready to play. Mm-hmm. That's how you do it.
That's the standard. But people always want to have something to show and talk about.
But that's fine. You can give your ideas. You can say, hey, we're working on this. But don't keep giving all these constant updates about nothing happening.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I'm kind of being a hypocrite on what I'm saying, but I know another Final Fantasy is coming. I know another Kingdom Hearts is coming. You don't need to show me a stupid cinematic.
Yeah.
I don't care about cinematics. Mm-hmm. I think they're ridiculous. Mm-hmm. Because, oh, cool, Gears of War cinematic, awesome.
Right, that commercial.
It's like, okay, but that's not going to come out for 4 years. Mm-hmm. Even the final, like, I love Final Fantasy VII more than anything, but I know that game's not coming out until
2017.
Maybe later.
Yeah.
They're not even done with 15. They're not working on that game yet.
No.
They're talking about that game.
Yeah.
They made a little minute trailer.
Well, I'm pretty sure it might be easier to make that game since the character is already made. You know, they just got to be redrawn, and the format,
again,
the story.
In reality, that would make sense.
So I'm pretty sure a lot of that has to, a lot of work has to be put into that. So they just got to redo the whole engine.
Mm-hmm.
So if you already have the characters, the story, what happens,
mm-hmm.
just redo it.
So how do you guys feel about digital?
We're going to be buying digital consoles next generation.
So that's disgusting.
We're going to start liking it.
That's disgusting.
Digital consoles? What do you mean by digital consoles?
Yes.
Like streaming boxes, basically.
PlayStation 5 and Xbox 2.
Okay.
Xbox 360 again?
Xbox 722?
Again?
Xbox has to figure out their name situation.
So do you feel like you actually own a game when you buy it digitally?
I mean, you do at the time, but if something were to happen to your system, no.
But you have, technically you have it all in your account.
Yeah, but you have to download it all over again, especially if it's like 46 gigabytes or something.
Yeah.
So that's a, you know.
Well, I sold all my consoles, wiped everything from them.
Yeah.
And every downloaded song I had, every downloadable game I have, it's just gone.
Yeah.
It's just gone. That's it. Yeah. That's ridiculous. If I'm paying for something, I'm not renting it. So digital to me is like renting. You're paying this fee for a game that once your console is gone, that game is gone.
Yeah.
So you're basically renting these games.
Yeah, pretty much.
That's ridiculous.
I mean, it's not exactly rental. It's like a purchase rental.
Mm-hmm.
You can rent it for life.
The game's not yours, though.
No, it's not, but you can rent it for life. Whenever you want to play it, you need to activate the system, start it up.
But you, like can't, you, said, you can't even you play those it, games without signing in.
Some games you can. Some games you can. Not all of them.
If you buy the game, signed in.
I think it depends on the online games. Like, which games are you saying specifically?
Certain games, if you're not logged into your account. Let's say if I'm on PlayStation, I'm not on my account. I can't play certain games that are not downloaded to my account. But Steve will have them on his account. Like, Escape Plan. Like, certain things would be on Steve's account and not on mine. I couldn't play it on my account. I had to play it on his account. Why?
Hmm.
Because I bought the game. But I bought the game.
I got for free.
Yeah, I know.
PlayStation Plus. See, that's what I do with all digital content. PlayStation Plus is cool. You spend 50, and that Xbox has something similar.
Mm-hmm.
You spend $50 a year, and you get a bunch of free shit.
Mm-hmm.
I like that digital stuff. I hardly pay money for digital content.
Mm-hmm.
I think the last thing I paid money for was Child of Light.
Mm-hmm.
But it's good to have a hard copy because it reminds you to play it. You forget it's in there.
Box art is some of the most beautiful stuff you can get. Now your box art is 1 inch by 1 inch.
That's going away. Square. That's all gone.
And I hate that. I love box art. I love grabbing something.
Look what happened to music.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why people are going back to vinyls.
Mm-hmm.
Because they miss it.
Yeah, I mean, the same thing, I mean, it's going with movies. It's going, now movies are releasing a week early digitally.
Yeah, I know, I saw that. It's crappy.
Yeah, I don't, and then with video games, you can do the preloaded content. So when the game is released at midnight, it's automatically there, it's ready.
They're training us, and they're observing what we're doing as far as games. They're getting us ready for a digital box that's just going to have everything in there.
And that's terrible.
There's going to be no more physical used stuff.
Because people are still going to be paying top dollar for a game that they can't touch.
There'll be less confusion, too, because you see on your stream box what you need to, what's coming up.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be all streamlined, easy to download.
So now, I mean, there's no game demos anymore, either.
Yeah, I noticed that.
Yes, yeah. Because people don't want you to play their shitty games and not buy them.
Yes.
Game demos? What do you mean by game demos?
There's no game demos
Xbox 360 anymore. Had the most game demos I've ever seen in my life.
PlayStation as well, okay. Three.
And then all of a sudden, there's like no more demos. Like, hey, play this. You can't play a game for 5 minutes before you buy it.
The last demo I remember, but the game's not coming out, mm-hmm. was PT.
But that's not
that
a demo.
That was a playable demo.
That's not a demo.
That was a playable demo. What are you talking about?
No, because that was a playable idea. Playable, it wasn't a playable demo.
A playable trailer then they cut or something?
Yeah. Playable trial?
I think that was the only one, though.
That was the only one. And that got canceled.
Before that?
But before that?
Yeah, and it got canceled.
Yeah, exactly. Before that, it's really not. I mean, you get screenshots, you get videos, you get, as you said, cinematics.
Mm-hmm.
Trailers.
Playable? No, it's not.
And that's ridiculous.
Yeah.
I don't understand why I can't say, oh, I want to buy this game. Why can't I play the first 5 minutes?
And PT is the reason why we have no more demos, because they canceled it. Pissed off so many people.
Jesus. Yeah, I want to play a demo. I want to play these games. I used to be able to play the demo for Madden before I bought it.
I can't think of any more demos than PT.
No,
exactly.
There's none.
Like, my brother and I used to play the game. He used to cover my eyes and say, I'm going to pick a game. And then once it starts up, you play it. And two of those games were Viva Pinata, which is amazing, and Eternal Sonata, which is a fantastic RPG. They had a demo for Eternal Sonata. Like, how do you... You don't see that anymore at all.
Oh, they don't do demos anymore.
Now, if there is a demo, you have to buy a game to play that demo.
Maybe they don't do it because so many people have it on Twitch already.
Well, and it's not YouTube. Even... That it's could like, have so something to do with it.
Click it and watch it.
But why do I have to buy Type-0 to play Final Fantasy 15?
Oh, yeah.
Why do I have to buy Crackdown to play the demo for Halo 3?
Crackdown.
Yep. Why do I have to do that?
Because...
That's how they work.
Yeah.
No, it's brilliant, but
it shouldn't. Why did I have to buy God of War Ascension to play the fake demo of Last of Us?
Exactly.
Remember that?
And it wasn't even there. They said, hey, this game comes with the demo of Last of Us.
It never came until like 2 months later.
Damn.
I was so angry.
And I don't know, man.
Like, why even?
Yeah.
Why would you do that?
This whole digital thing is killing me.
Well, the whole video game industry right now is just empty promises.
Mm-hmm.
All empty promises. And then when one little great game comes out every 4 years...
Yeah.
Last of Us, Metal Gear. You know.
That's it.
I mean, there's some good games in between. I liked Until Dawn.
Mm-hmm.
I liked Infamous.
Mm-hmm.
Not much other than the new gen, though.
Would you like Infamous now?
Probably.
You think so?
Yeah.
Would you like it, but...
I would not like Rise now.
Okay.
I liked Rise back then.
Yeah.
I would not like Killzone now. I would not like Knack now.
No, I don't... I mean, Knack to say you even liked it is...
Knack is a PlayStation 1 game, first of all.
Yes.
You know, if it was came out, if it was a PS1 game launch, it would be all about Knack right now, just like Spyro and Crash.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be all about fucking Knack.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, Knack came out on PS4, and that's a problem when it's a PS1 game on a PS4.
And it sold like crazy.
It did because it's a launch title,
exactly,
and it's still selling for $20.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just whatever, it works. Mm. But there's really not much. Like, what does Xbox have to offer? I'm pretty sure the best game on Xbox I haven't played yet, which is looks like Jet Grind Radio, but it's Sunset Overdrive.
That's a fantastic game.
Yeah, but I haven't played it, but I'm pretty sure it's the best one.
Mm-hmm. Well, Ori and the Blind Forest is the best one.
I don't count that stuff. I don't count digital.
Mm-hmm.
I count what they spend millions of dollars on.
Yeah, Sunset Overdrive is fantastic.
Yeah. Like, Ori and the Blind Forest is probably amazing, you know? But I'm talking about hard releases, hard copies, exclusives that are hard copies.
Mm-hmm.
I know because Ori is exclusive to Xbox. But then you have like free games that even you fell in love with, or like Rocket League.
I was ready to pay for that.
Rocket League.
So, I was ready to pay for that.
Yeah.
So I just don't get what they're doing here. They're all backwards. The stuff they should charge us, they're not charging us. Or if it was $14.99, would you have bought that game?
Rocket League?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Without playing it?
Yes. Because it was, well, the only reason why is because I watched videos on it.
Okay.
Because I told Joey months before, or a couple months before, I was like, hey, it's a weird game where you hit a soccer ball with a car. And I'm in it. He's like, I don't know. And then...
That game is killing it too, by the way.
Yeah.
And I don't...
Because it's free.
Because it's free.
Yeah. It's free.
That's the only reason. If they charged $20 for that game, nobody would be playing that game.
No.
And that sucks because that game, when you play that game, you're constantly smiling. You're constantly laughing.
Yeah, it is funny.
It is funny. The game cracks you up when you play with your group of friends and... I would play by myself. Like, that's the only game I ever platinumed. And that's when I sold everything. I was like, you know what? I'm the best gamer alive.
A lot of the games I have fun with as of late are games that I played with other people.
Mm-hmm.
With you, with Joey online.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you could literally play anything online with each other and have fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that was fun. But there hasn't been really much in between that.
Well, do you like playing with fake friends?
What do you mean?
Like, Destiny. Friends? Destiny friends.
Like, online friends?
Yes. Fake friends. That's what I call fake friends.
Yeah,
you call fake friends.
Fake friends.
You know, sometimes you can find cool people on there.
Mm-hmm.
And it's fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, sometimes.
But it's still weird.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you don't know these people.
I mean, if I had a choice, no. I would have to play by myself. If I had a choice.
I think everybody would want to play by themselves.
No.
Well,
some people want to play with other people.
Yeah, like, the older generation wants to play by themselves.
I'm going to say it's mixed.
Because I don't like talking to people when I play. Unless it's you guys. That's it.
Yeah.
I don't like talking to strangers. I can play The Last of Us with you three,
mm-hmm.
or you two, meet the coolest person ever, and never play with him by myself.
Yeah.
That's just me personally.
Oh, just you and him?
Yeah.
Yeah. I can't do that.
I do that a lot, actually.
Yeah, I can't do that. I don't like it.
I think I was in your shoes about before Destiny.
Mm-hmm.
I think Last of Us and Destiny has really opened me up to the multiplayer online.
Because
when you told me Last of Us has also multiplayer, I'm like, yuck. I hate multiplayer. I hate online. Yuck. Because, you know, it's... We want to play by ourselves. We left
alone. Don't even get me started on that story.
Yeah.
So
how that worked.
We started, and I just fell in love with it, and I was more open-minded to other multiplayer games.
Mm-hmm.
But I got irritated. Only one thing with Metal Gear, how it forced you to do multiplayer. You have to literally, like, you're forced into it,
mm-hmm.
but you have to go into the menus and turn it off.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it made me go through all the menus. I couldn't back out of it. You saw it.
Metal Gear 5?
Yes.
Well, see, it starts to get you started on it.
I know, but I don't want to get started on something.
But that's the thing. I don't think you have to. I think it's just an option. I mean, you're always going to have that base where people can invade, but I don't think it's going to have anything important. You know, it's only online. So if you want to get into it, you can actually start it. But if you don't, you don't have to.
I think it's an awesome idea. But just don't force shit on me.
Let me choose what I
want
to do.
Let me back out if I want to. Don't make me select something and start thinking about something else. It takes me a different direction. Watch Dogs did that too.
Mm-hmm.
You're all driving, and all of a sudden you're like in a multiplayer map. And people are, I was like wondering, like, why are people hitting me? Why am I getting attacked? Like, what's going on here? And it's everybody that's online, you're in multiplayer mode all of a sudden.
That's so weird.
I don't like that.
Okay, but the only game that does that correctly, and you can agree with me on this one, is Journey. You can't talk to them.
Well, see, that's the beauty of it.
And you don't know that those are real people.
No.
And that's awesome.
It doesn't tell you you're online. It doesn't tell you you're going to meet other people.
Exactly.
You're just playing the game, and then you see this other little traveler, and you think he's part of the game.
Yeah.
Until the very end, spoiler alert, you find out it's someone else playing online with you.
Exactly.
That's the beauty of it.
How does it tell you?
It says players met.
Yeah.
And then it'll list the players that you met.
Their username.
Yeah. And that that game, I could do a whole podcast on that game.
You don't have to talk to them. You don't have to communicate. You
press a button and it goes, wink, 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 wink. And you're like, okay, come over here. Okay.
Yeah.
How hard is that? I'm not calling you the N-word. I'm not calling you gay. I'm not doing any of that.
You know what?
I'm teaching you.
I haven't had any hate online.
Except for Garden Warfare.
Garden Warfare, Plants vs. Zombies on Xbox One.
First person we met on that game was calling us the N-word instantly.
I was like, dude, we're on the same team. Do you realize we're like sunflowers, right?
And on the N-bomb. And this language is coming through this giant Bose sound system because it's coming through the Kinect, and Steve's kids are sitting right there. And it's like, okay. And that's why, folks.
There you go.
That's why.
There you go.
But you do meet some hilarious people online.
I think Xbox just hates me. I always get called names when I'm on it.
Do you think you would enjoy Destiny if you played it on Xbox first?
You know what? I actually wish it was exclusive. I wish Bungie would have stayed there.
Mm-hmm.
I would have. Mm-hmm. I would have.
Do you think so, for real?
Oh, 100%. Absolutely.
I don't believe you.
So,
why not?
I don't believe you. You despise Xbox, man.
I do. It's because in your heart. It sucks.
That's why you would have never played it.
No, I have one. Do you have an Xbox?
Well,
exactly.
Not anymore.
You got rid of yours. I still have mine.
But I bought it on PS4. And it was, I mean.
I bought it on PS4 because it had exclusive content.
Mm-hmm.
That's why.
But now it's available everywhere.
Yes. And I told Steve I'm going to buy it on Xbox.
Mm-hmm.
Did you hear about that?
No.
Now I'm going to buy it on Xbox.
You should buy it on Xbox.
Yeah, so I could get him to play with
it. Are you going to play Halo 5?
No, hell no.
Why not?
Because it's garbage.
It's the same game.
No, it's not.
Literally the same game.
You don't like it. It's the same game.
It's the same game.
It's not, though.
I don't like Destiny because I ran down the same hallway 8 times.
It's not the same game.
It is the same
game. No, it's not. The mechanics are completely different.
No, they're not.
It's old school shooter. Halo is old school shooter mechanics.
If you play Halo 4
Destiny
and Destiny, it's literally the same game.
It's not, though. I did.
It is.
I played Halo 4. Beat Reach.
Technically,
aiming is the same thing.
Technically, it's not the same game because the story is different and the guns and the weapons are different. The enemies are different. So technically, it's not the same game.
The mechanics.
But the mechanics are different. But the first person view, yes,
obviously, from next gen to.
They're both first person view games, yes. They're both shooting games.
Now, what is Halo doing now on their mechanics?
They're doing Call of Duty stuff.
Exactly.
But they don't have a choice.
Yes, because it's old school. It's terrible shooting that way, man.
It's not.
It is, though.
It's not. You know why? It's not. The way you shoot in Destiny, when you zoom in, it becomes easier to kill people. In Halo, when you are just running and shooting without zooming, which most of their guns are, it becomes a more precise game, and that's why people do not like it, because you can't run and shoot as easy as you can in Call of Duty and in Destiny because you're not zooming in on people's heads. That's why it's harder. That's why people don't like it.
It's
and that's
not
a fact.
Harder. It's easy.
It is not.
Halo is way easier.
No,
I breeze those games like crazy.
It is not easier.
Please.
Online. You're telling me online is easier.
I never played online.
Steve came over.
Story mode is.
You want to hear a story?
Yes,
Steve came over. He brought Halo 4.
Mm-hmm.
And he made me pop it into my Xbox.
Mm-hmm.
So he played a match. He got 7 kills. I played a match. I got 10 kills.
Mm-hmm.
I got more. And first time I fucking played that game.
Yeah, because you played Destiny, and it's the same game.
I didn't play Destiny. Wasn't out yet.
Yes, it was. When you played it, it was out.
Same game.
Halo 4.
Did you play the Master Chief Collection?
Was out. No. This is on 360, bro.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Destiny is way more technical, and of course you're going to get headshots when it's more accurate.
It's technical because it's an MMO. I get that.
No, no, not because of MMO. It's just because the aiming down sights is huge. You get more accuracy, you get to shoot where you
want. That's what I'm saying.
When you have a circle in the middle, yeah, it takes a lot of skill to get headshots there because you have shittier aiming.
That's what I'm saying. And that's why people don't like it, because it takes more accuracy to kill someone.
Everybody that loves Halo has been there since the beginning. Mm-hmm. There's nobody that picked up Halo 4 and said, I love Halo now. Mm-hmm. No one.
But that goes for almost every game.
No one. No, yeah, it doesn't.
A lot of games. I don't know anybody that's picked up Metal Gear 5 that's never played the other ones and was like, this is fantastic. Me personally.
Everybody's saying that.
There are some people that are talking about it.
Only because of the hype, though. Like,
there's no hype.
So if
the game's awesome.
I like to think that there's some people that pick it up and then they get inspired to check the other games.
Yep, correct.
You know, I like to think that.
A lot of my customers have been coming over and saying, okay, so what's the timeline? They're like, they love
the
game.
They get interested. Mm-hmm.
So they're like, what's going on? There's more story? They're like, wow. They're like happy because I'm actually jealous of them. Mm-hmm. It's like when my wife never saw Back to the Future. It's like, I'm jealous of you. I wish I could experience this for the first time.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. It's amazing. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I mean, people, you don't need to play sequels in order to love a franchise. Mm-hmm. You don't. Period. It's just people that grew up, like, there's kids that hate Mario Brothers. I remember we had a kid playing Super Mario 1, he couldn't beat it at all. And they'll never like it just because they never grew up with it. Mm-hmm. Some certain things you have to grow up with. Mm-hmm. And Halo is one of them.
Halo 5 is taking the mechanics from these new games.
Yes.
Why aren't you going to try it? Why aren't you going to play it?
Is it not out yet?
No, when it's out.
He's asking if you were to play it when it comes out.
Yes, because it's going to have those Destiny mechanics. Yeah. It's going to have all the mechanics that you like now. Why won't you play it?
I'm going to play it. But you're going to
hate
it.
You're going to hate it.
Well, it's terrible.
It's not out yet, Steven.
Well, you know what?
That's what I'm saying. It's not out.
If you've been fucked over four times, you ready to get fourth or fifth time?
Everybody has Disney. We're going to know if he likes it or not when the time comes.
Exactly. And
this is all recorded.
But if Halo...
It looks like shit.
For the record.
It has this weird, plain Lego look.
Shit.
It's like... they all look the same to me. Like, trust me. I've took home... When I met Steve, he tried to convince me, right? That's why.
If someone's telling you, Steve, you need to play this game right now. It's the best game on the planet Earth. You need to play it. You put it in. It's not going to be as good. And that's a fact.
Okay, but the thing about that is that...
He recommended me Last of Us Online, and I loved it.
Yeah.
I actually...
But he wasn't beating it down your throat. He wasn't shoving a cock down your throat.
He was, like, though.
Not like my brother.
Either. No.
Every time my brother talks about Halo.
No, okay. Yes, but he wasn't beating it down my throat.
It's like, ha, ha, ha,
ha, ha. He told me to take a console home. And he told me this. Very important. He's all, Steve, when you play it, just be open-minded and play it. Mm-hmm. And I played Halo 1. I got like...
You played Halo 1.
Yeah, well, this is a long time ago. This is like in...
Halo 1 is terrible.
Oh, 09? Mm-hmm. But doesn't matter.
Halo 1's good. What are you talking about?
It was good.
For two players, awesome.
So is Halo terrible? Or where are you going at?
Halo Combat Evolved is not a good game anymore.
Exactly. That's my whole point.
That's fine.
If you play with two people, it's fun.
But back then...
It's still fun.
No, but the shooting mechanics are so
bad. Oh, yeah.
But back then, it was greatness.
Shooting mechanics.
Of course.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. I'm not back then.
If Halo came out on PlayStation, would you be a fan?
No, I didn't like shooters.
But you played all the kill zones, right?
You don't like shooters.
But you played all the kill zones.
Nope, I only played the launch title.
Do you never play the other kill zones?
Never played any of the kill
zones. So you're saying Destiny brought you to shooters, right?
I played Resistance.
And that game is awful.
1 and 2 were good. 3 was shitty.
But what?
And those are, again, relaunch titles.
If certain games are released on PlayStation instead of Xbox, you'd be a fan of them.
You know what? When I
because of the controller. Because of the controller.
What controller are we talking about? The Xbox?
Because let's say
Fat Xbox controller.
No, let's say if Halo 4 came out on PlayStation.
First of all, stop. Okay. You're asking me like 10 questions in a row. Which one do you want me to answer?
If Halo 4.
No, I'm answering the first one you asked me.
Which was?
You said, I'm all about Destiny, right?
Mm-hmm.
In the beginning. I wasn't. You were all about Destiny. Steve was all about Destiny. Mm-hmm. Chris was all about Destiny. Joey didn't know about Destiny.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I just went along with it.
I thought I was going to be like, I'm going to fucking suck. Yeah. I'm going to hate this because I don't like first impression. I came already negative. You already knew. Mm-hmm. I came negative to this. Yeah. And I was the only one that stuck in.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Too hard for you guys?
I just think it was on PlayStation. I think if you started that game.
No way.
If you started that game on Xbox, you would not enjoy it.
I have it on Xbox. I have a Titan on Xbox already.
And you don't play Titanfall. If Titanfall was on PlayStation...
No, not a Titanfall. A Titan for Destiny.
Okay, but what I'm saying is, if that game was Xbox exclusive, you wouldn't have never bought it.
Who says that?
Me, because you don't buy Halo.
You're wrong.
No, there's no way.
You're wrong. No way. I would have owned that. I would have been all about it. And you guys would have been all about it too. Steve would have been playing Destiny with me.
Did you like like Titanfall?
I did. I played all night
for how long?
For 4 hours, and I played for like maybe 2 weeks, and I was like, this is fucking boring.
2 weeks, that's it.
This is fucking boring. It's the same shit. Yeah, there's no leveling
up. If it was on PlayStation, I think you would have played it more.
It's gonna be on PlayStation. Exactly. Watch me not play it.
You're gonna buy Titanfall 2?
Watch me not play it.
Huh? You're gonna buy Titanfall 2 when it comes out on PlayStation?
Because Titanfall 1 already fucking dicked us.
Yeah. Well,
I played more Titanfall than you too, by the way.
I just hate first-person shooters.
Well,
the only one I play is Halo.
I bought Titanfall more. I played Titanfall more than you.
Yeah. Well, that's why I couldn't.
So I don't know why you're attacking me here.
I'm not attacking.
It's just as shitty. Don't you agree?
I just don't like first-person shooters because it's the exact same game as Call of Duty. It's the same developers as Call of Duty with Titans. That's it.
Titanfall
just like Destiny.
Titanfall.
Can you wall jump on Call of Duty?
The new one, you can.
Now you can. Okay, now it's the same thing.
Advanced Warfare,
It's the same thing.
Okay, that's the same thing.
And all these shooters
are
becoming
the same. Advanced Warfare, the counter
Titanfall. Yeah.
These games, like, this is why I love the console wars as much as I hate it. Is because I'm a Nintendo fanboy, my brother is an Xbox fanboy, and you're a PlayStation fanboy at heart.
No way.
Yes, you are.
No way. Just because I'm wearing a shirt right now doesn't
mean no.
I don't know where you're attacking me.
No, it's not attacking. It's just
I have all three consoles.
It doesn't matter if you have them or not.
I play them all.
It's because you got money.
It's 9 o'clock.
9 o'clock.
Because I have money, I play them. How does that make sense?
Because most people have to choose a console. So if you had to choose one console, what would you choose?
Oh, yeah, it'd be no brainer. Wii U all day long.
Okay.
All day long.
Okay. So now let's say if a trailer for Destiny came on and you only had a Wii U.
Fucked. I would never. First of all, I'd be like, only reason I bought. Remember,
I agree with you on the Wii U.
Let's clear this up. Only fucking reason why I bought Destiny because you fuckers promised you'd play with me.
Yeah.
Okay.
I didn't know that.
No.
Yeah, I did.
Only fucking reason I bought Destiny. Chris, Steve was. I thought Steve was gonna be a fucking awesome fucking player and pushing me, and I'll be like, fuck, Steve, I'm trying to do my best here, you know? But fuck no. All you guys pussied out.
It's the opposite.
I hate for fucking hardcore in that shit. Just because I love leveling up. I love the grind. And you guys don't love grinding.
I love RPGs.
No, you don't. You play like 5 minutes of every game.
I just don't finish them. I play like 40 hours of RPGs. Okay. That's 40 hours.
You don't,
That's grinding.
No, you don't.
Playing 40 hours of 100 RPGs is a lot.
A lot of people like grinding. You know, me and Joe, I think, are the only people that I know that love fucking the grind.
Yeah.
Fucking getting it.
Yeah.
And with a lot of things, we go through the details. But you fucking guys promised me that we're going to be a fucking clan on fucking Destiny and then fucking...
I bailed on that because
you guys all bailed on me.
I did not enjoy that game.
Didn't I not even say at launch what console we're getting it for?
Mm-hmm.
You said Xbox One. Okay, cool. I asked you guys.
And then...
Did I not ask you guys?
Yes. And then my other friends were like, I'm getting it on PlayStation. I was like, Steve, let's get it on PlayStation.
Yes.
Yeah.
I was all in on Xbox One, wasn't I?
Change it.
So,
but I don't think you would have enjoyed it. I think you would have quit with us.
So, no, you know what? I probably should have bought an Xbox One just to give my fucking controller some work.
Yeah.
Because my Xbox is just chills.
Mm-hmm.
And now that all the PlayStation exclusives are timed and are up, they're over, they're all going to be on Xbox now.
Mm-hmm.
I even told Steve, I'm probably to get the digital download for Xbox.
Mm-hmm.
I paid for the online membership for what?
Mm-hmm.
So I might as well just use it.
Yeah.
So what I'm going to do is just I'm going to end up picking it up and playing on Xbox.
Mm-hmm.
Play it on both.
I love how this turned into a Destiny discussion. Yeah, I like
it. No, it turned it on you.
It's fun.
Trying
I like
to say
it.
That I'm a fanboy and I'm not.
Bungie and all that.
You're like trying to turn it on me that I would only play it if it was on PlayStation, and I had many, many facts that counteract that.
But if you didn't have the money, you would have bought it just on PlayStation. Like most people have the one console.
If I didn't have the money, I'd be playing Wii U more.
And I agree with that statement 100%.
Which I wish. Because I would give more time to the other games that I have. I couldn't play everything.
Yeah.
And I would go in more detail in all my Mario games and all my games to get everything.
Correct.
Other than just kind of beating them real quick and kind of leaving them there.
Yeah.
But Nintendo is the best stuff. They have the best exclusives by far.
Mm-hmm.
Their games are all quality.
Well, they have only exclusives.
You don't got to fucking wait.
Yeah, only.
You don't got to wait for a 40-minute download.
Mm-mm.
You don't got to wait for a 10-minute patch every time you fucking turn it on.
Mm-hmm.
I mean... I'd be happy with my Wii U. I'd probably enjoy it more. And I think the Wii U would be a more successful console if people were not comparing it to the other ones.
The only reason it's not successful, I think, is because of the tablet, too.
I don't think so. It's the fucking name. We, you.
No, I don't think it's
if they name, name if
it's,
they,
the, it's the tab. People I, hate this thing.
If they name it, if they name it Nintendo Touch, mm-hmm. probably way better than fucking Wii U.
You think so?
Oh yeah, dude. You can't name a product the same as the other. Mm-hmm. Wii and then Wii U. People are so confused. Yeah. They're still confused. That's mm-hmm. terrible marketing. What were they thinking?
I don't know. I mean, that controller to me is one of the coolest things that has come out in the recent years.
Very comfortable, and they actually have a standard controller too you can play with.
Exactly, but the sticks are the sticks kind of weird on that thing.
No, it worked out. I play a lot of Bayonetta with it, and it worked. Okay. It's good. You just gotta get used to it.
Yeah, well, which is everything. Mm. You have to get used to everything.
Yeah,
whatever's in your hand.
I think it's like the opposite of Xbox, right?
I don't
the sticks.
I don't know. I think one's it's weird. It's not. They're not side by side.
No, the sticks on top and the buttons are underneath.
Yeah, it's not well made. I'm gonna be straight up with that. That thing's not well made. Mm. I mean, I love these discussions. I love getting heated. It's so much fun. This is great.
No, you're bringing all these false facts.
No, I like it. Prove me wrong. I love it. This is great. Love talking about this. I mean, just I fell out of love with gaming. I think it started with the next gen. It started with Titanfall. It started with all these games
Maybe your solution as a gamer should be sticking just to one console.
I think that's what it should be, which I will get to eventually.
Get your one console. Get your one game at a time. Mm-hmm. Beat it, be committed, and move on.
I think eventually that's what I'm going to do.
And you already know what kind of games you like.
Buying Nintendo. I'm buying Nintendo.
You don't like grinding.
I'm a Nintendo fanboy, straight up.
Yeah.
That's it.
Stick with Nintendo.
I love my platformers. I love my 3D action games. Mm-hmm. I love those. Mm-hmm. And that's what Nintendo does best. All of their games are exclusive. People don't like those games because they can't beat them.
There's just more games on Nintendo Wii, I think, that are playable.
Yeah.
More to work on.
If you look at the ratings, most of Nintendo's games have at least a 7 higher.
They're solid.
Yeah.
Nintendo's solid. I don't care what nobody says. Okay, it doesn't look like Call of Duty, but who cares? It's all about how much fun you have playing.
People don't play Splatoon. It's a third-person shooter. It's just cartoony. You're shooting people with paint instead of bullets.
Splatoon's kicking butt, dude. It's doing well.
Finally.
Yeah.
But people don't want to play that game because they don't see somebody's head blow off.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous. Because Splatoon is super strategic because you have to turn into the squid and hide and do all that stuff.
There's a lot of strategy going on, but it's Nintendo's fault for not sticking with current gen as well.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're losing a lot of those people, but who
cares? They've always been behind, though. But good always. They were ahead. Once Sony came out with the PlayStation,
they were behind.
They were behind.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
GameCube came out, they were behind. Wii came out so far behind.
Yep. Yeah.
Everything now has been behind. Even their handhelds are behind.
But they're still successful.
And I just don't get it.
The Wii outsold them both.
Because
it was cheap.
$250.
Yeah, $250.
That's it.
Everybody has a fucking Wii.
Yeah. I think my grandma had one. I'm not sure.
Nice. That's how you know.
Yeah, man.
But Nintendo's not going anywhere.
Play some bowling.
Nintendo, this console is going to be the test.
Now, if I had only enough money to buy a second console, the no-brainer would be PlayStation.
Yeah.
Brainer.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I want to play Until Dawn.
Mm-hmm.
I want to play The Last of Us Remastered. Metal Gear. Well, Metal Gear's on both consoles.
Well, not for the Wii or Nintendo.
Yeah.
Because that was...
No, I'm saying for, like, if I were to pick a second
Xbox
console...
Xbox or PlayStation, yeah.
It'd be Xbox or PlayStation.
People don't even put the Wii U in
and that goes talk. And that goes for mostly everybody, dude. Because, mm-hmm. like, right now, a lot of the Xbox 360 people are merging to PlayStation.
Because mm-hmm.
PlayStation finally fixed a shitty online site.
Mm-hmm.
They're charging you now, which is good. Thank you. Now you won't have a shitty online site.
Now it's working.
Mm-hmm. Now things are great and smooth. And the whole gathering with friends and the party chat is pretty much, you know, mm-hmm. still off Xbox. You know, it's all working great.
Mm-hmm. So these consoles, like, you know, the Wii came out with motion controls. Then these two consoles came out with the motion controls.
Yeah.
That failed. So you had the Move and you had Kinect, which is terrible. So then you have all these consoles are just biting off each other. So let's say PlayStation has a good idea. Xbox sees it, they do it, and vice versa. So, I mean, technically every console, well, not every console. Let's leave Nintendo out of this for now.
Okay.
Xbox One and PlayStation, at the end, will be the exact same console.
Yes. Yes.
You agree?
In the end, the same console?
Let's say in 10 years, once the this gen is dead,
mm-hmm.
they will have...
As far as console sales?
No, as far as my console does this... Let's say Xbox does this, PlayStation does this. Do you think they will be the same?
In what, 10 years?
Yeah. Because by the end of 360 and PS3, they were basically the same. They did the same things. Except for
exclusive games,
dude. PlayStation 3 destroyed 360 as far as exclusivity, but their sales were equal, and that's all that fucking matters. You know what I mean? At the end of the day, that's all. Both
no, 360 killed PS3.
Look at the stats, bro.
I think 360 killed PS3.
No way. We just recently looked them up.
Did you really?
So, 360 kind of stopped a while ago, and PlayStation still games are coming out for that thing. Like, a lot of games are coming out for PS3.
Like what?
Well, there's a lot of RPGs that are coming out. Is it Persona 5 coming out for PS3?
PS4.
They moved it?
Yeah.
Metal Gear came out for PS3 and 360.
And 360.
Yeah. But yeah, but the stuff that's coming out for, they come out, like Watch Dogs, it's coming out for everything still.
Yeah.
I think I stopped doing that too.
Well, stop announcing a game that's going to come out at launch and put it on your box and then have it not come out for a year, year and a half.
Yeah.
Push it back for another year.
But as far as sales, right now, PlayStation 4 is destroying Xbox One. But at the end of the day, they're both going to be equal. That's what always happens. They're both going to sell the same, and that's the ultimate goal of both consoles.
Yes.
So,
I mean, the doom of Xbox was...
I honestly think a lot of people have both consoles nowadays.
Yeah, they do.
It's not about... There's no console wars anymore.
I mean, there is.
No, there's not. There's only console wars for poor people.
Yeah, that's it. You're right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And those are like, what, 10%?
Mm-hmm. Well, people are buying PlayStation and saying Xbox sucks, and it's all the same. Of course there's going to be exclusives. I get that, but it's all the same. It's literally the same thing, man.
Yeah, there's not that. If you look at right now, there's not that more exclusives right now on PS4 than there is Xbox One.
And eventually there's like maybe three more. Eventually they'll be even. PlayStation's gonna.
You know what? I don't think tons. So. That's what's bothering me with the video game industry. That Microsoft is playing safe and they're arrogant because all they gotta fucking do is release a Halo and they're set. They know it already. They know the market. They gotta release an awesome controller, an elite controller. They know what they're doing. They're releasing more consoles than games. They've already had all these different variations of consoles so far.
Correct.
But they need to work on software. Like, I'm all about having great games. That's all I want is a good experience. That's all I want.
Yeah.
And that's why maybe I'm a little more. People think I'm biased, but I've bought an Xbox. I've bought a 360. I've bought a Halo.
How many times have you bought 360?
Three times.
Yeah.
I've beaten Reach. I've beaten four. It's just, it's not fun to me. It just wasn't.
Yeah.
And believe me, I would enjoy it. I'm not biased whatsoever. I've give Halo three chances, and I'm about to give it another one. But I'm not gonna buy it. I already told Steve, let me borrow it, and he's like, yes, sir.
We'll have him give you his digital, and then he'll buy six copies.
Well, he's already gonna lend me one.
Keep it for himself. One for the bathroom.
So I mean, there's no point in me spending $60 on a game that I'm gonna be. I bought Gears of War.
I agree.
I bought Gears of War. I shouldn't have. This is what I get for buying something. I didn't like it.
Well, they did that wrong. They should have done the Gears of War collection, not Gears of War 1.
I just didn't. I thought
if you release Uncharted 1 without the rest of them, I'm not buying that.
No, Uncharted 1 is terrible.
And that's what they
did
wrong.
The only reason why I played it because of story.
And that's what they did wrong with Gears. They released one, not the other two that were better, and that was their problem.
Yeah.
Because they like you.
But a lot of people love Gears.
Well, that's the thing. You were like, I'm going to try it. I'm going to do it. I'm going to try it. You didn't like it because they released the worst one.
I was disappointed.
Yeah.
Like, I wanted to see what all the hype was about, what people like it for. Now I'm getting to understand a trend here. What you grew up with is what you like.
Exactly.
So.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Well, Joe, how do you feel about that?
Feel about what? What?
Yep.
what are we talking about?
Yeah, man. I mean, I love these discussions. I love that there is a console war or lack thereof.
There's not.
I agree. I don't think there is, but...
It's mostly just between the fans. Xbox fans and PlayStation fans. Nintendo fans, of course. But,
but the people
nobody
that,
listens to
the
Nintendo
people
fans.
That argue are only
no,
one console.
No, because they always see them as like kids or whatever.
Exactly.
They want to validate their decision of picking a console.
I was in a GameStop one time. Some guy was like, which one would you buy? I was like, a Wii U. He just laughed at me. He's like, well...
Thanks.
Sorry. Those are the games that I like. And... I just don't think you can beat those games. Like, nobody's beaten Tropical Freeze.
Honestly, to think about it, if I had to pick one console right now, it'd probably be a 3DS.
Oh, for sure. That game. That,
you know what I mean?
I had, like, when I sold my stuff, I had 80 plus games for my 3DS.
Because
they're so good.
There's a lot of good RPGs and story driven games in that. Good platformers.
Yeah.
3D is great.
Do you think Nintendo's going to go away from the split screen soon?
Yeah, they have to.
You think so?
I want them to. I want them to have some kind of HD handheld so I could be all in on that. Because the reason why I give them my 3DS stuff is just I fall asleep in that 3D stuff, and it's just not. I don't like low def anymore. I can't do it.
It hurts.
It hurts. Yeah.
Yeah. Even on the XL, it doesn't look as good. Like, you'd have to play it on a small.
I can't anymore. I'm getting too old. I'm waiting for HD.
Do you think the NX is a home console, a streaming box, or a handheld?
Neither. I think it's a telephone.
You think it's a smartphone?
I think it's a smartphone.
Hmm. Yep. I would buy that.
Yep. I think it's a smartphone, and that's why they announced all those games are going to be on phones. It's going to be a smartphone, man. We're going to be highly disappointed when it's not a console. Mm-hmm. Because it doesn't make any sense for them to
They're not killing the Wii U. They're not killing the Wii U. It's impossible.
It's still pretty fresh.
It's already, what, 3 years? Not even.
It's been almost 3 years.
They're not moving on.
I think November?
Yeah, they're not moving on. Mm. They're still sticking with it.
So you think it's a smartphone?
Absolutely.
I've been thinking that one. Mm. Yeah. They just announced that Pokemon augmented reality game for smartphones. Why don't... It's unnecessary. Again,
because, back to smartphones. Because Nintendo makes the most money on their licensing, mm-hmm. and they notice other companies are making the most money on these download things for their phones. Mm-hmm. They're getting the market.
Nintendo should just go back to making cards.
But let them. Let them.
They are making actually, they are making cards again. Yeah, they're making those Amiibo cards.
They
are.
They're making those...
they're going back. Back to basics.
Those villager cards, whatever it is.
Yeah. Well, anything else you guys want to talk about? That was fun.
This generation has been half-assed, guys.
This generation sucks.
Get to work. Thank you for the one great game every now and then. I appreciate that.
Yeah, and the other great games have been remastered, so thank you. Yeah. Last of Us remastered? Awesome. Yeah.
Appreciate it.
But that's it. Tell us about that convention one more time.
Game On Expo? Mm-hmm. It was in Arizona. It was...
Not that one. January.
Oh, my expo.
Your expo.
Okay. I should be plugging that.
Right? Yeah, there you go. That makes
SoCal sense. Retro Gaming Expo. It's going to be the first ever Retro Gaming Expo in California.
Excellent.
It's going to be in January 30th and 31st in 2016.
Okay.
There's going to be 70 vendors. We're focusing on retro vendors. So there's going to be a lot of cartridges on tables.
Are you guys going to be selling digital content? How does that work?
We're going to be selling digital content.
Okay, good.
Of course. No, we're not. We're going to be selling exclusive digital map packs. We're having exclusive merchandise there, and we're going to have arcades. And we're Excellent. Right now we're deciding on what tournament and the format we're doing it.
Sweet.
We're doing one step at a time, and we might start adding more stuff here and there.
Perfect.
But go ahead and check up our website if you're interested in becoming a vendor at www.socalretrogamingexpo.com.
Excellent. Well, that will do it for the SVGB podcast, also known as the Super Video Game Bros podcast. My name is Kevin. We have Steven and Joey, and we will see you guys next week.
Xbox sucks.